Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I'm off to a festival this weekend.
You're very excited. You love your music, your live music.
I do love my live music. I've got to admit, I'm not like a cool festival goer. It's no big day out. This is Sounds by the River in Manham.
Well, I mean, everyone I know who went to WOM Adelaide got COVID.
That's great for me.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be fine. But
it's very socially distanced. They're very safe because we did go last year and it was a really good time. This year, the lineup looks pretty good. Killing Heidi's there, The Angels, John Stevens. I can test the waters with him before he comes to the Chafee in May.
That's it. You got a sneak peek.
Hunters and Collectors is headlining as well. But I feel like I have some, you know, tips and tricks that I can share with you, Bob, as someone who you've never even been to a concert before.
I've been to concerts, right? I would just never go to a festival. It's not my scene.
Eh, fair enough. But still, it's good to know what to expect. And I do want to touch on this first and foremost before you've even gotten to the festival. Make sure when you book lunch, the place you're going to is actually open.
So
we go on a bus with a big group of people. My dad drives the bus because he's a legend. And we had this big plan. We were going to go to the Cambrai Hotel. It's about the halfway point, bit over halfway between the Riverland and Manham. It's a great place. They were messaged. They agreed. They booked us in. We were ready to go. We've arrived at Cambrai and the hotel looked very, very closed. And that, Bob, is because it is very, very close. There is another Cambrai Hotel in South Australia. We booked into the wrong one.
Nice one.
This does work in our advantage because it meant we were early to the event, which is a benefit. You're going to want to be early.
Yeah, and starving, evidently.
Yeah, there's food trucks there, which is a good thing about a festival. You get there early, but you have to plan accordingly. Now, last year, playing was the Hoodoo Gurus. There's one song everyone knows, What's My Scene. That's all you want to hear from then and then you move on with your day.
Maybe you want to hear the Thank God You're Here theme.
Maybe. That's two. They did an hour-long set. Yeah. They decided to play all their new music, which was a greater time for everybody to get up and go to the bathroom. But that's the problem. You've got like 1,000 people all getting up and going to the bathroom. So you want to plan accordingly. You want to sit through the bad stuff so that you can use the bathroom when everyone else is busy.
During the good songs.
During the good songs. You've got hours and hours of the day. For example, I was just going to say, Boom Crash Opera, I don't care.
Yep.
I do not care. That gives me a 35-minute window to do what I need to do when I first get there. That's a 12:40 till 1:10.
I dare say they'll probably do some kind of encore as well. If they're a one-hit wonder, they're going to play the good stuff again. You'll have a second chance.
True.
You
very
can still
true.
Hear it if you go to the loo.
That's
or,
fair.
Or even if they, if you just keep chanting your request out to the band just for the bad stuff.
Play the one song we actually know.
Other way around, request songs that you want to go to the toilet in.
Yeah, true, which is the ones that we know. Because I want to go to the toilet in a song that I don't know and love because then I miss the good song, but I also don't want to go in the completely boring songs because everyone else goes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to break it up nicely. James Rain, I also don't care about him. I don't know who he is.
Yeah.
Don't really mind. I'll go for a little wee break during him. So look, that's my tips. Drink lots of water, wear sunscreen, and pee when the good songs are on. You heard it here first.
Like a pro.